Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mutakwa, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, moderator. I hope you are well.
I'm good, thank you. How was your day?
It's been okay.
That's good. Great to hear if it was okay. But it's a lovely, lovely thing. We're continuing to speak about the Holy Spirit, which is one of the one who empowers us with his gifts, with the gifts rather. And he is ready to guide us in their proper use, if we ask, that is. Yes. But how do we know what gift God has given? And how can we know how he wants us to even use that? So, Pastor, let's start off. How do we identify our spiritual gifts?
Okay, yeah, we can pray.
All right.
Gracious Father, our Lord and our God in heaven, we take cognizance of your name this afternoon that we are back to study this particular topic that deals with the spiritual gifts. We pray for your presence as you guide us through. We pray also for the listeners and the moderator. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray and ask. Amen.
Amen. And amen indeed. Yeah, okay, you can go ahead, Pastor, and if you can attend to that question, inquiry.
Yeah, first of all, moderator, what we need to do is to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Because when we accept him, what he does, he gives us gifts in forms of the Holy Spirit. Like I indicated yesterday, to edify or to make his church move in line with him. So all those who have accepted Christ Jesus already know that God wants them to work in the vineyard. So he will give us an opportunity to do what? To know what is it that we must do. For example, someone is talented in singing. He has to use that one as a gift to do what? To profit the body of God. Someone is a preacher. Someone is involved in almsgiving. Someone is knowledgeable. Someone understands prophecy. What happens at the end of the day? You will know yourself what exactly that suits you, that you want to do in God's church. Then we are identifying what God wants us to do. Yes.
Yeah. Now, So you're talking about how he wants us to do, but how then are we supposed to use our spiritual gifts, and how are we supposed to know that?
There are several chapters, actually, that speak to this question of yours. Let me pick a few. Say, we are supposed to use the spiritual gifts, like I indicated even from the beginning, to serve others in the body of Christ. Listeners, we can read from Romans chapter 12, verse 5. And then also to edify one another in the body of Christ. We can read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. To profit others in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. To minister or serve one another in the church. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. To bring glory, that is the honor or praise to God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. To unify the body of Christ in faith and in knowledge of Christ.
Yeah. Oh. Pastor? Hello? Oh, goodness. I don't know what's happening to the pastor. Hi, Pastor. Oh, goodness. All right. I think we've lost the pastor there as he was making a very, very powerful point. And so we're going to try and see if we can get a hold of him. Not sure. Perhaps it's a network or something that is happening there. Pastor, are you back with us?
I'm back. Sorry. Someone tried to make a direct call. Accountant from our office.
I see.
So I was saying, in Ephesians chapter 4, goes to an extent of saying, when we knowledge, but we have these gifts. The church is edified. Everyone knows what they are supposed to. When they move in the right direction, they were not tossed to and fro like children who are still growing. We can't make proper decisions to know which direction they must take. When these spiritual gifts are in the church, they will ensure that the church is unified in a particular direction. Mm. What is the direction? The paramount direction is to save Christ Jesus as we await for his second coming. So the intentions of these spiritual gifts have several varying reasons, but generally or what is compulsory, the whole idea is to have the body of Christ united in faith. You speak as one, you live as one. Others are ushers, others are deacons, others are elders, others are singers, and this they make a one body complete. Like I explained yesterday, that the body is composed of several parts to ensure that it has a normal function. That's why if someone hasn't got a hand, we call them, they are challenged, they are physically challenged, they are disabled, they are missing a certain part of the body that will create a balance. So the church of God must have a balance.
Indeed, the church of God must have. Oh goodness, Pastor, I think he's got a direct call again. Pastor Mutakwa, this is the moderator. Can you hear me? Pastor Mutakwa, can you hear me? All right, I think we're going to probably just try him again.
No, I have told him, so I'll call him later on. He was trying to call again.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was saying.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. We just lost you there on the last sentence, because I think just as we're listening and then you got cut off. Please just restate that.
Yeah, I was saying, I was giving an illustration to say a person, for example, who's the handy, is missing, one hand is missing.
Mm-hmm.
We call them physically challenged.
Yes.
Because they are unable to function as a normal person functions, or as a person who has both hands.
Mm.
So now, in the context of a body, when we are illustrating the body of Christ, which is a church, we are saying all these gifts are required to make the whole of this body of Christ, function complete. That's why I said we have deacons, we have elders, we have ushers, we have what we call women in ministry. All compose one body of Christ to ensure that the work of God goes in a smooth way. Christ is uplifted in the manner in which he is uplifted until the day when we meet him for the second time, so that everyone can be saved. So the idea here is to uplift Christ. Spiritual gifts are basically given for uplifting Jesus Christ, for uplifting God. They are not for self gratification.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, does everybody in the body of Christ have a spiritual gift?
Yes, everyone.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody who is called a child of God, who has accepted Christ, they have a spiritual gift.
Wow.
Everyone, as long as they are called by God, they should be, they should have a spiritual gift. It's just that people may not know their spiritual gifts. As long as they are called to God to be, by God to be their, his children, they must have a spiritual gift. Let me read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 8 says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he has said, when he ascended up in high, he led captive captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men, unto everyone that has accepted him, unless those who have not accepted him. So if you have people that want to come and just be spectators in the church, I think it's a topic for another time, when we shall be doing the conclusion, then they are sitting on their gifts, because they are not spectators in the kingdom of God. Everyone has a gift. As long as they are called, they have a rebirth, because they are given at a rebirth when we have accepted Christ.
Now, if everyone, as you're saying, will have a spiritual gift, and, no one is a spectator, can someone have more than one gift then?
Yes, they can. In fact, let me, as I come to that one, let me add further what 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 to 11 says. It says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifest grace of God. Verse 11, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Meaning, everyone who has accepted Christ here, they manifest for the grace of God, gives a gift to that particular person. Can someone have more than one gift? Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Very correct. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. He gives it to everyone
as he wills.
Yeah, meaning he can give you to be a preacher. Like, for example, I want to talk about the spiritual gifts I have identified in myself. One of them is teaching. I love preaching. You're talking about evangelism, those things. I know that I love administration of the church. Those are issues, are gifts that God has given me, more than one.
In fact,
when we go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6, says, he gives every man severally as he wills. Meaning, he will give us so many of these gifts.
Of these gifts, yeah.
Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 suggests that followers of Christ have more than one gift. He has given us more than one gift. There is nothing wrong for one to have more than one gift. That's what God has given. I've seen people who are, they sing, they can teach, they can preach, you see, they can be administrators. They literally have several gifts. The Holy Spirit gives as he wills.
Yeah, it gives indeed as he wills. Now, lastly, can one pick and choose, what kind of gift they desire? For instance, if I want to be a preacher, Pastor Mutakwa, for instance, and I say, Lord, I'd like that gift, man. Can you also please give me? Can I pick?
Well, there is a process. There's a way in which we identify our gifts, where we pray to God, asking that he may give us what we desire, what we want to do. But now, we have to be very careful, because we may end up asking these gifts for confusion, for our own confusion. I want to talk about, to give an example of the church that was in Corinth, where Paul ministered there. There were chaos in that church. In the church of Corinth, in the book of 1 Corinthians. Paul was writing to address issues within the church. The church faced a variety of problems. It was actually a problematic church. Immorality, litigation, meat offered to the idol. No, these were believers. They were fighting about all these women in worship. No, this woman can't do this. The Lord's Supper is abused. Spiritual gifts problems. When you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 14, and we go to verse 40, find there's a confusion over this very spiritual gifts. The Apostle Paul tried to correct the way they were using these gifts. Some were using them as a signs of to show how spiritual they were. Every believer seemed to be more concerned about their own personal edification rather than the building and of the entire congregation. Yes, they claimed, no, I can do prophecy, I can speak. But at the end of the day, it was personal gratification, personal glory. Danger now comes there. Now, we can pray. I can answer this question in this way, one to say. We can pray and ask God to give us for more gifts. But remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 says, but one and the same Spirit works all things, distributing each one individually as he wills. What does this one mean when he says, as he wills? It simply means God will look at you, read you. Why should you claim wanting to have the gift of preaching, for what advantage is it? Because it's him who is giving.
Yes,
if he
yes.
sees that it will destroy you, it cannot be given to you.
Mm.
So in other ways, we may not have a leeway to decide which gift God may give us, which gift he must not give us. The Holy Spirit will give as he wills. But as we pray to ask, I want to be very careful as I answer moderator.
Mm-hmm.
He may add some more gifts once he sees that you are able to feed the church. This is why sometimes in the church there is an antagonism. People are fighting. Everyone wants to be a church elder. For example, in a conference, everyone wants to be a conference president.
It can't be
like that, because God allows certain things to happen at a certain time for his purpose. I must be adequate with that which he has given. If I discover that people are saying in preaching, you preach so well, I must say hallelujah to God.
I must
pray to God. So I have this gift. Let it God add it, help me to develop it so that I glorify the kingdom of God. So at the end of the day, it is to show the Spirit how he works. It's not to show how much spiritual I am. We are silly for human beings who can err at any time. So we don't have that leeway to choose and say, God, no, I don't want preaching. I want this. We don't have. He gives as he reads you what he feels
as
suits you.
As he pleases, yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. Indeed, we have been blessed today to have you, and we're going to have you once again tomorrow at the same time and at the same place. Stay blessed, Pastor.
Stay blessed, too, and the listeners, stay blessed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.